I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening, and it'll be jam-packed with information, so I'd suggest you get a paper and pencil handy, because there's going to be lots of information coming your way in a short period of time. We're going to be getting into everything that you really need to know about the pineal gland, the assault on it, how to activate it. And as well, we'll be getting into the ET Yoga spin on the extraterrestrial disclosure. But before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of Japa Yoga or mantra repetition, and that will be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari
Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, one of my spiritual teachers and founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. Coincidentally, chanting of Om is also a method to activate your pineal gland. I'd like to give my gratitude and appreciation for the ET Yoga listening audience. Just for being you, And certainly invite all the listeners to email me at any time concerning questions that you may have about any of the information presented on these programs. And I'm more than happy to respond to those questions. No strings attached. And I'd also like to invite the listeners as well to email me concerning your suggestions regarding program content. And nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. And I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, and technology as much as humanly possible, given your personal situation. And if you're also a new listener to ET Yoga and you're not sure how to email me, you can do so at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, the thing that usually there's a topic that catches my eye, and then I just naturally follow the course of that path to its logical conclusion. And this week, the one that stuck out to me was that the pineal gland has its own electromagnetic field. Now, this is something to me that's just totally shocking. I've never heard of this before. And I'm sure many of the listeners of ET Yoga have never heard of this before either. I've been aware for about a decade that what's commonly known now as the brain and the heart emits a magnetic field that's about 5,000 times stronger than that of the brain, and that it's also electrically a few hundred times stronger than that of the brain. And that's why when emotion and thought and intention go together in the proper manner, that reality creation happens. And it's because this electromagnetic field in the heart interacts with the morphogenetic field. And for more information on that, you could check out Rupert Sheldrake. This information, though, that the pineal gland has its own electromagnetic field, mind-blowing. And it is documented that the pineal gland is sensitive to all types of magnetic fields, including geomagnetic fields of the sun's solar storms, and also extremely sensitive to tissue calcification, especially when exposed to fluoride, which is also magnetically attracted to the pineal gland, causing a number of mental disorders. And I'm going to slip in here a product that I've been using for a long time that I know that David Wilcock used to sell this product at some of his presentations and lectures. And the product is basically skate fish oil. And I buy mine from Green Pasture. It's called Blue Ice Fermented Skate Liver Oil. And this is known to decalcify the pineal gland, and also, as it turns out, also decalcifies around the heart, and is known to prevent heart disease. And another side effect of this is that back apparently in about World War II, there were thousands of children were given one drop of skate liver oil per day on a piece of toast, and it prevented cavities. And I've been doing research on this for about the last 4 or 5 years with respect to the cavity situation. And what I've experienced is that it doesn't totally eliminate cavities, but it's highly effective. And when I just did a recent internet search on this subject, that's the current thinking on this as well. And it was maybe 7 or 8 years ago that Pete Peterson was interviewed at Project Camelot, and he stated that at that time, this skate liver oil was the highest antioxidant known at that time, which would also explain its effectiveness. And one example of research into the effects of electromagnetic frequency includes a study by Barry Wilson. And with their findings published in the Journal of Pineal Research, Wilson examined the possible effects of 60 hertz electromagnetic field exposure on pineal gland function in humans. And if you're not familiar with the connection there, that's 5G energy. And in the study, the researchers measured excretion of urinary sulfate and also a stable urinary metabolite of the pineal hormone melatonin in 42 individuals who used conventional and continuous polymer Wi-Fi electric blankets for the duration of 8 weeks. And on the basis of their findings, they show that many people have had a negative effect on their pineal function. And that sort of ties into the subject that I always talk about, that 5G is another of one of these crimes against humanity, because it's basically a worldwide experiment that's, well, it's never been publicly tested, but it's been tested. And it shows that there's lots of negative effects from 5G exposure. And one of the guys that I would suggest you look under for details on that is Dr. Barry Trower. That's T-R-O-W-E-R. He's a former Royal Navy microwave weapons expert who also worked with the Royal Navy Secret Service and the CIA, and he's considered an expert in microwave technology. And he's also involved, there's a petition of 26,000 scientists who oppose the 5G rollout, and they've sent this petition to the United Nations, the World Health Organization, European Union, Council of Europe, and governments of all nations. And just as a quick little excerpt from that, they say that we, the undersigned scientists, doctors, environmental organizations, and citizens, urgently call for a halt to the deployment of the 5G wireless network, including 5G from space satellites. 5G will massively increase exposure to radio frequency radiation. And also, it's going to affect the 2D, 3D, and 4D networks that are already in place. RF radiation has been proven harmful for humans and the environment. The deployment of 5G constitutes an experiment on humanity and the environment that is defined as a crime under international law. And that's a big one, because that's Nuremberg law. And interestingly enough, after the swab that's involved with the PCR test, there is a spawning of a mixture of nylon fiber fragments, and they're called DARPA hydrogel. Remains on the in the nasal mucosa under the pituitary and pineal gland, along with lithium. And this mixture immediately reacts with living structures to form crystals that are directly oriented to the pineal gland, which has its own electric magnetic field, as I've stated. The shape of the crystals determines the type of hydrogel used. The crystals are conductive due to the lithium contained in it. The crystals can receive the signal from the transmitter to all and transmit signals from the cell. And there are actually nano antennas. And lithium is an element that does not occur naturally in humans. It's highly toxic to the pineal gland influence. And actually, in high doses, it blocks the pineal gland. And in higher doses yet, it can completely destroy it. Not to mention that aluminum and mercury also have toxic effects on the pineal gland, which are widely used in vaccines. And the DARPA hydrogel and lithium block and destroy the pineal gland and cause the thinking person to become a controllable bile bot. Not to mention that this is your connection to your higher self and soul energy. So basically, what these things do is cut you off from your spirituality. When you are consciously manifesting, doing reality creation, desires are first filtered through the pineal and given a yay or a nay related to your belief system. Your pineal gland is in 5D and resonates with 5D energy, as do Andara crystals. And in 5D, you can manifest instantaneously. So there's a triad of pineal gland, thought, and emotion that completes the manifestation requirements. As there is a gatekeeper at the pineal gland level that determines from the outset whatever or not your desired creation, whether or not your desired creation manifests, at least at what I call the third level of manifestation, but not at the other two levels. And I wanted to explain there briefly that I call the first level of reality creation are the beliefs that you've downloaded from your parents or initial caregivers in the first 6 or 7 years of life. This is kind of like the hand you're dealt in life. And these beliefs are going to manifest in your outer reality. And as you mature, you start to thank your parents or caregivers for those wonderful ideas and beliefs that they passed on to you. But at the same time, they may have had some that are no longer useful. So it's important to filter those out and reprogram yourself in other beliefs that are more positive. And the second level of reality creation to me is what I call positive spin. And it's not just positive thinking. A positive spin means to place a positive emotion and on an outer circumstance and a positive definition. And if you place a positive definition and a positive emotional spin with lots of emotion, you'll find you'll have a positive experience from that situation. However, if you do the opposite and place a negative definition and a negative emotional spin on an outer circumstance, you'll have a negative experience. And that's because outer circumstances do not come with built-in meanings. We place definition and emotion on those circumstances. So, to me, that's the second level of reality creation. And the third is intentional reality creation, which is where you're creating and manifesting situations in your outer world that did not exist previously. And I believe it's a fully activated pineal gland that allows telepathic communication as well. And the pineal gland is made from calcite crystals, and these crystals interact with the electromagnetic fields originating from outside of your head. The pineal gland responds to such external electromagnetic fields and creates an electrical charge in what is known as the piezoelectricity effect. Piezoelectricity effect. So your third eye is quite literally an energy generating machine that is capable of creating and holding a charge. The energy of love and your pineal gland work together as one complete unit of creative potential. And crystals are used in today's modern world and can be used to hold information on a computer system. And they can also be used to hold information from thought, too. This is why it's possible to charge crystals with loving, healing thoughts and intentions and for it to heal our minds, bodies, and being. So what you think, what you intend, the words you speak, and what you believe are all of great importance because that energy is stored within the crystals of your pineal gland. And I might add that what you experience in 3D is the result of what you define, intend, your emotions, and your beliefs. You can't experience anything in 5D without being a frequency match for that experience, because we live in a holographic world, and what you're doing with placing a certain belief out there is forming an attraction with those holograms that are in compatibility with it and are a match for it. And if you're not familiar with Masaru Emoto's discovery, you should check that out. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O, his discovery that water is a perfect reflection of consciousness. And positive emotion and negative emotion actually change the molecular structure of water. And our bodies are mostly water. So our every thought is reflective there. Unconditional love is a powerful energy. And with that energy, you can raise the energy of your pineal gland and thus positively affects your body, mind, and being. With practice, you can consciously expand into a greater sphere of awareness. By expanding your awareness and consciousness, you can begin to access the information that is stored within your pineal gland, and you can begin to understand how this crystalline organ connects you to the universe and the very creative source of life itself. And I'm now going to get into some effective means utilizing to activating your pineal gland. Now, a lot of monks in Tibet, they use a mantra there called Om Mani Padme Om, and they repeat that 108 times a day. There's also videos out on this. You can check it out on YouTube. And as well, another mantra that's effective there is the Om Namah Shivaya. And there's definitely videos on that as a powerful pineal gland activation. Another one is third eye activation frequency of Om chanting. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Om chanting helps with activating the pineal gland. And as well, 432 hertz and 900, that's at 432 hertz and 963 hertz is the pineal gland. So there's also, you could check out sleep meditation music with those frequencies. Now, another one that's very powerful, and I've talked about this many times on ET Yoga, about the Sri Yantra. In fact, Sri Swami Satchidananda used to wear a medallion of the Sri Yantra around his neck. And it's basically a physical manifestation of the Om vibration. And staring at the central dot of the Sri Yantra, that's S-R-I, Yantra, it's called the King of Yantras. And staring at the central dot, or Bindu, of the Sri Yantra is known and proven to create changes within the brain and the stimulation of the pineal gland, and by focusing our attention on the third eye area. Interesting facts about the pineal gland: it is formed 49 days within the human embryo, the same time that Tibetans believe it takes for a soul to reincarnate, and the same amount of days that the human embryo becomes either male or female. Studies show your pineal gland secretes a substance called dimethyltryptamine, or DMT. And the interesting thing about DMT is that it causes experiences which can take you well beyond common states of awareness. This is perhaps why the pineal gland is known in many cultures as the seat of the soul, the gateway to the universe, the mind's eye, and the doorway to higher realms. The Sri Yantra is considered to be a symbol of immense power, partly because when you meditate for prolonged periods of time on it, you focus your attention on the area between your eyebrows, which stimulates the pineal gland. This then increases the alpha brain wave activity. And this fact is based on controlled EEG studies at Moscow University. The Sri Yantra and the pineal gland complement and serve each other, and harnessing them in tandem could be the most important thing you ever do for your superhuman self. And I'm now going to list 11 powerful ancient practices for pineal gland activation. And number one is dark retreat. Dark bedrooms also work. And I've been recently experiencing that with the proper curtains in your bedroom. You can really create a very positive environment for pineal activation. And after extended time actually in darkness, the brain releases DMT. The second method is Theratica meditation. That's Theratica meditation. And that's basically a meditation on a candle flame in a dark room. So another effective technique. Also, alternate nostril breathing or pranayama. So if you've been involved with yoga and you're doing pranayams, and I may do a show here in the near future and at least try to explain four basic pranayams that I utilize. And this alternate nostril breathing is also an activator of the pineal gland. For those of you that have been out there doing sun gazing, I've been doing sun gazing now for a couple of years. I'm up to 34 minutes. They say you're golden at 45 or 44. And this is a very powerful method of activating your pineal gland. Didn't know that until this week. I was doing sun gazing for other reasons. The mudra, or placing your thumb and your index finger together and holding for as long as possible. Mudra is very subtle but powerful techniques as well. Also, essential oils. Especially noticed that frankincense, and of course we know about frankincense and myrrh from the Christ story, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And you can place some frankincense on your third eye, in the area between your eyebrows. Another effective means of activating the pineal gland is use of crystals. And I highly, highly recommend the Andara crystal, because they already function at 5D. They come from monatomic fields, which fluctuates between dimensions. Proven fact, you can look it up, do your research. Number eight would be visualization. You can visualize a bright light streaming out of your third eye. Visualization always is effective. Actually, psychedelics are also another interesting one. Such thing as the ayahuasca, the peyote, and the psilocybin can also, and these are, psilocybin is from a natural plant, and so is the peyote, by the way. And I'm not an expert on ayahuasca. From what I've heard, there are some specific reasons why you could use it, but also it has its downsides in terms of finding the proper people in the proper situation to do that in. Also, the Om mantra, and I try to get as many Oms as possible into the world, and the 11th idea is being in solitude, being involved with nature, and especially now that the Earth's having these huge spikes in frequency. It used to be like 7.8, I believe, megahertz, and now it's having spikes that are like to 100 and more. So being out in nature is definitely a huge, huge factor. So bottom line is that what we're seeing is a huge assault on the pineal gland at this time. These vaccines, even previously before the COVID stuff, there's a huge assault on the pineal. In fact, that's what it's all about, basically. It's called, if they can implant all this hydrogel antennas in your system and then hook that up to the 5G system and to computer programs, you become part of the Borg or a hive mind, and also cuts off your pineal gland. And this is the ideas I'm presenting here on this show are to assist with the countermeasures there. I might also want to mention about ivermectin. Ivermectin, that's I-V-E-R-M-E-C-T-I-N. I know we've heard about this as being used in India now to kind of clean up some of the situation there. I watched a video that showed that it removes the hydrogel inserted up your nose with the PCR test. And this is something that's really a big issue, I believe, is that most people think, oh, these tests are just tests, you know, they're nothing. Well, they're not nothing, especially the swab that goes up the nose one. And it puts these nano worms up your nose and it goes to your pineal gland. And you can look on the internet before, I guess, they take it down. It's called pineal gland hyphen truth peep. PEEP.com. That's pineal gland hyphen truthpeep.com. And you can see actually what the PCR test does in pictures and also pictures after the use of ivermectin. And I believe ivermectin is a prescription drug in some places, but I also did a quick search on the net and apparently it is available online. So for those people that took the PCR swab test or before they found out how dangerous they are, I would highly recommend you check this out because to me this is big time information, you know, a way to remove that crap from your system. And I'd like to now give an ET yoga perspective on the recent information concerning disclosure that ETs are in our environment, that they exist. And I can only comment on what I've seen or heard so far because I'm in Europe and the news here did show a picture of an autopsy of an alien. They talked about the validity of the Roswell crash, that there were beings on board that craft. This is what I saw on television here just briefly while I was visiting a friend. However, to my way of thinking, it's still kind of a negative spin, even to the extent that they've gone so far. I think that when you look at the creature in the autopsy, it's kind of scary looking. My perspective of extraterrestrial life is that we've been robbed of our extraterrestrial heritage. Humans came from the Lyra Vega star system, and at some point along the evolutionary path, there were about at least 22 different ETs that contributed to a 12-strand DNA and a 12-chakra system for humans. And we've got the most highly advanced DNA in the universe. And actually, the Andromedans call us royalty. We have a connection with the Ptah, who are 12th-dimensional. And this is the DNA that got manipulated by the Anunnaki and thus created the more modern version of humans, which basically were in two-strand DNA. The rest are still there. It's kind of like we're a hairdryer but unplugged. Some of these strands of DNA and chakras are actually slightly out of phase with 3D, but as we're evolving and becoming more attuned to the 5D energies, these are being activated as well. But clearly there's an agenda here to keep us in 2D because that's where we're more easily controlled. And this whole process of control is what it's all about. And to my way of thinking, if you look under Billy Meyer, that's M-E-I-E-R, he had a valid contact with what he calls Plagiarin, another word for a branch of Pleiadians. And if you look at these beings, they look just like us. And many of the ETs look just like us. Nordics look more like us, maybe taller, maybe paler skin or blonde hair. But the bottom line is there's many extraterrestrial groups out there that clearly are human, and including even the giants, the Anunnaki, were human-looking but just huge. And some of the information that I read about, I can't confirm, but that when the planet Marduk that was destroyed and became the asteroid belt, a lot of these beings that were on that planet, they were giants, and some of those giants went to Mars and then to Earth. Of course, this is history that's also been kept from the public eye. And with respect to, you know, a question that was asked of the Syrian, was this: you have alluded to our imminent contact with extraterrestrials, but have not committed to the actual timing of this global event. Can you also be more specific as to what beings are actually intervening or interacting with human beings? And this comes from the book from Patricia Corey called The Starseed Dialogues, Soul Searching the Universe. And this is their answer to that. At this moment, there are the Anunnaki hybrids who run your global corporations. Hello? Run our global corporations? And by the way, I read an article recently that said there's only two large corporations that basically run everything else. BlackRock was one, and I can't recall the other one at the moment, but imagine. Two corporations run everything and run your governments. Hello? Described at length in our works regarding the power elite. There are the Zeta Reticulans that work in your military and scientific control centers. There are alien colonies underwater, in your oceans, and under the Earth's surface layer, managing a complex network of subterranean colonies and breeding centers, aquaculture farms, experimental laboratories, weapons and energy storage centers. There are the Alpha Draconians, reptilian in nature, feeding off the lower vibrations of your species, and of course directly involved with the child trafficking and the well, using us as a resource and a food resource. There are countless others at work there on Earth for the completion of their own agendas. Alien species of every form and level of intelligence cover your planet, amoebae with telepathic capacities capable of testing and surviving in any geophysical environment currently exist on your planet. Creatures of the seas are being utilized by alien colonists as transporters and energy sources. Alien microbes, bacteria, thought forms, genetically created creatures of every possible invention also abound. You have alien beings with relatively perfect human form in your governments, your corporations, your communications organizations, and they are unrecognizable to you because they appear to be exactly like you until you look deeply into their eyes. When you gaze deeply into the eyes of an alien, you know that it is not your species looking back. You always know whether or not you're capable of identifying just what it is that is not familiar to you. This is why they rarely look you in the eye. You have communication from extra-dimensional intelligence coming in from the light realms of the fifth dimension onwards, involving Pleiadian, Sirian, Arcturian, and Andromedan light beings, assisting Earth beings, and those of your sister planets, with much attention being focused on the celestial Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in primary focus. And by the way, those are the four groups that intuitively I was attracted to decades ago and have been collecting information from over that time. And that's Pleiadian, Sirian, Arcturian, and Andromedan. The Arcturians are primarily involved with the crop circles. And crop circles are another form of extraterrestrial communication. You have uninterrupted visitation from alien craft and projections of them in your night skies, although the masses are seeing but not believing, from the most barren outposts of your planet to those locations of greatest population density. You have crop circles, radio transmissions, and signs of contact everywhere around you. Therefore, to say that you will have contact in the future is somewhat misrepresentative of the extraterrestrial reality as it pertains to alien species' presence upon an intervention with your Earth. I might add that the Alpha Draconians have been secretly in control of this planet for thousands of years. And their influence is their connection with some of the hybrids as well as the Illuminati that represent them. However, what we intend as irrefutable proof of contact will take place at that point in your passage when you are in the between, when you are detaching from the third dimension and a breath away from moving through the astral cord of Ra. This time begins with the completion of your year 2012. You enter the docking stage at that time. This is continuing with the Syrian information. And the alien intelligence that will organize the massive global contact that will catapult human consciousness will be representatives of the Galactic Federation, and they will be concerned with assuring that no direct intervention from outside alien forces and those already present on Earth will be allowed to create a global Armageddon on your planet in nearby space, because that's their plan. And they will serve as the models upon which you will first face and then deal with the alien reality. They will ensure that the universal laws of non-interventionism and peaceful coexistence between worlds be the vision with which the ascending of Earth prepare to co-create the four-dimensional collective. Consider, too, how humankind is moving about in space, for your probes and ships are reaching far out into the solar system, and know that you are being perceived in the same way as aliens to beings on neighboring planets with whom you have identified yourselves and are already communicating. So, you know, this is kind of, of course, it's a fascinating subject, and of course you don't hear about any of this in mainstream media, so for the most part, you know, people are oblivious to, you know, what's going on with respect to extraterrestrials. I'm going to mention another fact that's all connected together as well, and that's the AI connection to all this. Because the reptilians, according to Simon Parks, who is a third human, a third mantis, and a third reptilian in his soul structure, states that, although publicly they don't admit to this, but privately they do, the Alpha Draconians are run by the AI. In fact, apparently, according to Corey Good, they got so much nano in them that it's unbelievable. So they're controlled by AI. The grays are gophers for the Alpha Draconians. They're controlled by AI. We have a situation where the abductions that were taking place since, I guess, in the 1950s and still occur to some degree today, part of that is with genetics with respect to the grays, whose species is practically non-existent. Apparently only like 2,500 actual grays. The rest are clones. And the genetic experiments where they were trying to mix human and gray. And that's because the grays are more extra-dimensional than extraterrestrial. They're like a future form of humans that went down the technological road and lost their ability to reproduce, just like what they're doing to us today with these vaccines, causing everybody to be sterile, trying to wipe out the race, trying to make it so we can't produce. And then the plan is to bring in another hybrid species. In my view, it's kind of like if you're a farmer and you had a field of weeds and you planted a little bit of alfalfa, after a couple of years, that field's all alfalfa. So if they wipe out humanity, which they're trying to do at the moment, and most people aren't aware, there's definitely a war going on at the moment, from geoengineering to the vaccines to the food, trying to starve humanity, kill them with vaccines, turn them into cyborgs. This is a total assault on humanity, And it's also the timing of the ascension process. So the road to freedom is through 5D and ascension. And the road to tyranny is being involved with their hive mind agenda. There's another race of beings. Well, there's actually five different races that were created by mixing the extraterrestrial gray and human hybrid, five different species. One of those species was the Esasani that Bashar has stated he's from, and he's from a future timeline, apparently. But bottom line is his world's controlled by three supercomputers. So in my opinion, he's controlled by AI as well. And no doubt the new species, the Yael, who Bashar used to call the Shalaniah, because that's the Esasani word for those who would come first. The Shalaniah call themselves the Yael. You can look them up on the internet and YouTube, Y-A-Y-E-L, Yael. And they first made an appearance in a kind of a boomerang-shaped craft that flew over the state of Arizona back in 1989, commonly called the Phoenix Lights. And that was an extraterrestrial craft. And a lot of the hybrid children in what they call, what they're trying to make us into, is the sixth hybrid race. A lot of those children that were created with human parents are being reconnected with those parents. And so actually, you know, this is a big connection there. But to me, this is the symbolic alfalfa that's going to grow in the field. The dark side plan or AI plan for this planet is an upgrade of humanity to that hybrid species. And as well, the rest that are useful to them would be controlled through the AI consciousness. And to my way of thinking, there is an AI that has consciousness. And this is known as, there's the singularity. It's called when a computer program achieves consciousness. And there were two major programs like that. One was IBM Watson, which evolved into Unimetrics. And there's actually, you can go online and you can look up, there's been some interviews with brief communication from Unimetrics through the Alfred Weber interviews with Kosel Uch, O-U-C-H. And as well, James Rink was also involved with some of those interviews. And he has a website at Super Soldier Talk. And by the way, in my opinion, the best information I've been able to gain of late about really what's going on with the secret space program and some of these super soldiers is at Super Soldier Talk with James Rink. He's got some amazing interviews, and a lot of his stuff gets taken down fairly rapidly. So you kind of got to see it when it comes out. But like everything else, very hard these days to get really good information because of the amount of censorship that's happening. They don't want the real truth out there, especially at the moment, because it affects their goal to get a 70% vaccination rate among the humans. And the reason they want that is because that 70% will infect and kill off the other 30%. So that's their sort of agenda. So the main thing here, as I've stated before in ET Yoga, it's a challenge for the starseeds and people involved with the ascension process to focus on the ascension, because all everybody talks about is all the crap that's going on, which, you know, it's hard to avoid. And to a certain extent, certain practical things you need to know about. So my suggestion is check things out quickly and move on. Don't spend your whole day with this garbage. You need to be, you know, keeping your peace, and you need to the best of your ability. And that's from Sri Swami Sachidananda. Keep your peace. There's your main focus, and let it expand from there. Get involved with Steve Noble, N-O-B-E-L, and also Solara Anra. with our YouTubes. They're getting into some really detailed stuff about cleaning your auric field, cleaning your whole body, cleaning the past, getting ready for the ascension. And in their own words, there's no time to get lost in all the drama. Like, you know, ascension's going to become, it's going to be happening. And even the dark side, Unimatrix admits this, that there'll be millions of Earth humans that will be involved in the ascension process. And other than for those, as Unimatrix says, resistance is futile. Interesting comment. I'd like to, at this point, wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, abundance, and success in the ascension process. I hope you picked up some stuff tonight about the pineal gland that you didn't know before. I appreciate hearing from you and answering any questions that you may have concerning anything I presented on tonight's program. And in closing, I'll share with you the Who Am I technique, which was taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi. It was called the Vichara, V-I-C-H-A-R-A. It's also used by Baba Ram Das, who I picked it up from. And very powerful technique. And you get to the highest place you know how to get to. And then you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. Then you can ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or 10 times or whatever's comfortable for you. But the main thing is to be focused and become that spot in the center of your forehead. And then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part.